Tzaddik.
And now says, Tom, all street has Kli Chenis, Bishas Hashidu. Reason for breaking your Kli Chenis. Emerged from where Kali at the time of Tanoim, at the time of the Shudah, who were based in Yonah, there were two reasons. Kibi and the Srichim, the Yizohem, the Oid, the Oid, Shabali Gadis, the Shishtai. So the famous person must be very careful, very, very careful not to divorce his wife. Yemen as well, because the Gemara says in Eleven, Gimel, Einan, Rayim, Tanay, Gehenim. There are three who do not see Gehenim at all. They've suffered enough in this world. The three are Biktuki Aniyas, one who's very poor, Chayim, May Ayim, one who suffers stomach ailments, and the Noshus. Noshus, Rashi Kodesh says, means one who owes money and people come bothering him, asking him for the money. The Taisa says, one who's underneath the yoke of the government. One who has a wife who is bad, a wife who nags him, makes him suffer. Am I not Kamina? The Gemara asks, what's the difference? Why does the Gemara tell us this? The person should accept this be ahavo because he should know that these things, though he is suffering, we should like it because he knows it will be potter completely from Gehenna. The Farshim, being the Rif, in the Yanyakov explains, reason the Gemara does not say here the Nakamina, the difference as before. Which one is before? He kind of was Isa Shalom, who goes right before this in the Gemara. It says the Gimel Dvorim Avidim is Odom Adate Ve'adas Kaimai. There are three things that are Mavi the person, that Gilchat Hashem will make a person go against Hashem, suffer so much that it loses faith Hashem. And mine after me, though, may boy it out me. These three things are Avodah Zarah, means Goyim, and Ruach No, and Biktuki Anias. These three are such things that a person can lose out. What should he do? What's the after me? May boy it out me, he should be a sparrow to be saved from that. They can lay on an after me, so the Farshim asked, how come here with these things? The three that do not see today Gehenna, and he should know. Why doesn't the Gemara say that Nafkamina is here also to be the spawn for it? Why does the Gemara use a different Nafkamina to become the Ahavo? The answer is, can be able to give all three from the Kabul be Ahavo Dafka. These three have to become a Dafka be Ahavo. I think the spawn of the Kabul be Ahavo. The Ahashal Yogam in the name of Tanay Gehenna. Because here, it doesn't pay to get rid of him, since the gain is so big that he doesn't see Gehenna because of it. Actually, we find Duke Aliyas is mentioned in both places. If it is so great that a person doesn't see Gehenna, why does the Gemara say before that the three things that are not that a person is Duke Aliyas, one of the three? Not mean it, but boy, not me. It should be misspelled. The fans are here too that the treatment is not to be get rid of the Duke Aliyas that he needs in order to be saved from Gehenna. The tefillah is that he should be able to be stable, to be able to bear what the Avid being Mavid has done. He should be Mavid Abdat Adas Kayan. Not to bear with it. Because the main thing is here, these things that a person doesn't see again, what he should receive, except to be Ahavah. This is the Bechina of breaking a Keli of Chedis, where Keli at the time of the Shidduch. Shar Achas is for your Yerushalayim. Because this Shar Achas is what Yerushalayim was called Shar Achas. Was called Shalachaz because he used to throw pieces of cheres there, pieces of clay, earthenware. And this gate was connected opposite the opening, the entrance to Gehenna. Meshikos of Yetzasa, El Gei Ben Hinoim, Asher Pesach Shalachaz. In Tosgimio, it says that Gei Ben Hinoim, meaning Gehenna, is opposite the Pesach of Shalachaz. The Gei Ben Hinoim is Zehu Bechina Se Gehenna. Gei Ben Hinoim is a Bechina of Gehenna. Meshomer Azal, if you want to say, Shtei Tamriz Yesh Be Gei Ben Hinoim, Ye'elo Asher Ben Ayhan, that in this place called Gei Ben Hinoim, Yerushalayim, there are two Tamriz, two trees, and the smoke goes up between them. Zehu Pesach Shal Gehenna. This spot is the opening, the entrance to Gehenna. So we see that Gei Ben Hinoim is a Bechina of Gehenna, and the Gemara says that Shalachasis was opposite the Pesach Shal Gehenna. So, this is the reason why we break a Kli Chenis, which is in the Shalachasis, at the time of Shiddah. Because this is meant to hint to him to in Yorub. If she is a woman who's bad, very bad to him, Tizoyer about his good boy, you see, not to be the small star, not to come and be Avish, except to be Avish, because through her you'll be free from Gehenna. And this is what I miss to him, because the Kli Chedis shows the Yid of Gehenna, Shalach Hazes. So the Kli Chedis is broken to tell him, remember Gehenna, don't to be the small star, because she is saving you from Gehenna. The Yimi Isha Teivo, and if she's a very good woman, one whom he had a title for, then you should know and remember a Kiyesh Gehenna. So the Kli Chedis reminded there is such a thing as a Gehenna. You shouldn't be drawn after your Tivus has a show. With the Kaddish Atzmacha Karoi, Kaddish yourself, make yourself holy as is fit. Kaddish Atzmacha Mutalach, even that which is a mystery, should also be Kaddish. Because you should remember that there is a Gehenna. All this theory, through the breaking of the Kli Chedis, which is the Bechina of the Shara Chasis, Shubachinas Pischa Shal Gehenna Kanal. Okay, now therefore, the Shvidas Kli Chedis, but Menamis like Beis and Yonam, now, to the breaking of the Kli Chedis, the Menamis to be Chosam, these two in Yonam. Remember these two things. O Hashem. Kutei Maran Tanino, Kei Yotzadik Gawas. Then it's all being the Pasi Vaid Dabed, and the Kim is called the Wadam Hei, but Lema. Then it also says, you should know, Ki Ayas Kashrus, be Emmis, Lissadikim Amitiyim, be true his Kashrus to Tadikim Amitiyim, who take Elis, God and Miyod, Miyod. Is very, very important, a very big help to the person. It accomplishes a lot the chlal. Because through this, is kashas to the tzaddikim amitiyim, zechim the tshuva shleimo, a person zechim to tshuva shleimo, chaporas ovoim, forgiveness for the sins, and tokin hadinim, the dinim become intact, and espatel legamri. The dinim, the yisudim, become bottled completely. The nasa yedeze yichud kucha b'richu shchente. This brings about the yichud kucha b'richu and the shchina. Isa Bezaire Kodesh Yosef, Bezaire Kodesh Kihine Amlochen, Mayadu. Kings got together, meaning Terein Almin Kadishin, two holy Olamos, worlds, Almo Ilo, the Almo Tatoa, the heavenly world, the upper world, and the lower world. Kadmes Chabrin Kechodo, when they are both combined and they both come together, Kedein Kol Anpin Nehidin, the Chol Chayvinis Abru, that all faces light up and all the sins are put aside, they're done away with. Ayin shon zayde kodesh. Ki da'ar ben azazi shino, ki yeshnei b'chinos chachma. There are two kinds of chachma. Chachma imo, v'chachma tatoa. Upper chachma, chachma yalgeina, and chachma tachtena, lower chachma. V'chachma tatoa nimshach mi chachma imo, v'yenik and v'kabo misham. The lower chachma is drawn from the upper chachma, yenik, and it's received as yenika from there. Ukimoy Haravi at Talmud. These two chachmas are like a Rebbe and a Talmud. Kimasha Harav Malamedim Talmidoid, that which the Rebbe teaches to the Talmud. The Talmud is a Kabbalah, the Talmud receives from him the Bechinas Chachma, Ilo, Chachma, the Torah. That's a Bechinas Chachma, Ilo, Chachma, the Torah. The Chachma, Ilo, the Haino, Masha Harav Malamed, the Talmud, the Bechinas Yud. Chachma, Ilo, meaning that which the Rebbe teaches in teaching the Talmud, that's a Bechinas of Yud, Yud Hashem Chachma. Umasha Talmud Mikabalin Menu, Shizeb Bechinas, Chachmatato, Bechinas Lamed. That which a Talmud receives from the Rebbe is Bechina of Chachmatato, it's a Bechina of Lamed, Shu Bechinas Migdal HaTareach B'Avir. The tower which flies in the air, as the Gemara says that they dashed 300 halachos B'Migdal HaTareach B'Avir, Dashikadish Taitis, meaning they let a Lamed. Why? The top of the Lamed is up in the air. So we see that the Lamed is called Migdal HaTareach B'Avir. Because the heart flies out, the Shamea and hears Masha Harav Aymer, it means the feelings of the heart fly out to catch, to receive, to absorb that which Rabbi says. That's the person who hears it understands. Because the main understanding of the Talmud is through the heart. Rabbi has to say things that can be settled in the person's heart. The Talmud has to concentrate on his brain to think deeply with Mashom Harab, what the Rebbe said. It's impossible to be kind to receive Chachma if there is no heart. Therefore, that which a Talmud receives is the Bechina of Lamed, the Migdal HaTareach, the Bechina of Lamed. Why is it called Lamed? Loshen Talmud HaLamed MeHarab. Talmud which learns, Lamed is learning, learns from the Rebbe. Into Shaharavi had Talmud Shem Bechina Chachma Ilo and Chachma Tato, but the Rebbe and the Talmud are Bechina Chachma Ilo and Chachma Tato, and Bechina Lamed Yud. Bechina is the combination of these two letters, Lamed Yud. The Rabbeinu Zal will explain later. That Rabbeinu Zal says, Shinoki, Klala Tzedek Gdesha is Bechinas Chachmei Yilo. The Klala Tzedek Gdesha itself entirely is Bechinas Chachmei Yilo, the heavenly Chachma, the upper Chachma. And Klala Chachmei Shibayim, the general Chachma. So the world in Shochan, the Bechinas Chachma that taught. They come from the Chachma that taught, the Lala Chachma. When the chachmas of the world, which are yenik in the chachmas of Torah, when they are separated from the tzeit of Hashem, from the chachmas of law, come out Talmud chain of it. So just like a Talmud who doesn't want to understand what the Rebbe says, he separates himself. The bechinas miyut talavona, bechinas golos hashchina. That's the bechinas miyut talavona, the one becoming less and the one stands for the shchina, meaning the shchina is in golos hashchina. He called them Ba'asher Usham, because each person, no matter where he is, each person, wherever he is, has to bind his seichel to the Tayda Kadesha, to Hashem, which is the Bechinas Chachmei Lo. Avol Immafrit Sichlei V'Chachmosei Chasashom Hashem Yisborach, but if he separates his seichel and his Chachmosei Chasashom from Hashem, the Bechinas V'Nirgam Mafrit Aluf. Nirgam is one of brings a Machlekes in, he separates the Aluf, the leader, from the people. Shemafrid Alufoi Shalom, that he separates the high leader of the world, the Gedim Chasashon Pegimus Alavona, meaning he separates Kuchabirichu, Shkente Chasashon, and he's then at the Pegaman Alavona, to Golas Hashchina. There's a separation between Kuchabirichu and the Shchina goes out and goes. Ayadesh Inna Mekashi Chachmat Tatoba Chachmi Ilah. To the fact is that Mekashi these two Chachmis, Tainu Shaina Mekashi Chachmi Shokol Hailon Lashem Yisborach, will have Taida Shabachina Chachmi Ilah Kanal. Cannot be Mekashe, the Chachmat Ator, the Chachmas of the world, to Hashem and to the Taylor, which is the Mechina Chachmi Law, without he causes the goal of Hashchina, it's Nega Mafra Dabof. Abba, that's the beginning of the team, and Mekashe and Chachmat Ator, the Chachmi Law. But the beginning of the team, they are continually Mekashe, the Chachmat Ator, with Chachmi Law. Kisi Chosun, Shabbat, the beginning of the team, because even the plain speaking of the beginning of the team, when they speak Sichas Chulin, even if it isn't exactly words of Taita, he caught on me, oid me, oid, and it's still very, very precious. Like the Gemara says, Shichosun, Sotamidel Chulin, Sichem Limut. That the Sicha, the plain talking of the Talmud Chacham, also requires learning. In other words, also the Inyan of Lamed, also the Inyan of learning, it's Chachmat Ator, combining the Lamed, combining to the Chachmei Law. But the Tzaddik Emes builds the world at Lecholiv, Uvagbiya Chachmat Ato, Mekashu Chachmei Ilo, Ayrei Sichosev, Sipurei Dvorov, Shemadabne HaMainam. He elevates the Chachmat Ato, and he binds it to the Chachmei Ilo, through his speaking with the HaMainam, with the plain people. Ki HaSechel Shel HaMainam She'ina Mekashim, Ayrei Sechel Yisborach, Unifad Nechachmei Ilo. The Seichel of the Hamayin Am, which is not bound to Hashem, that means that it is separated from Chachmei Lo, that's called worlds that were Chodim. Avon Tzadei Kemes Mekashin HaSeichel Shul Hamayin, Afilo HaSeichel Yachachma Shorosh Lashem Yisborach. Tzadei Kemes Mekashin, he binds the Seichel of the Hamayin Am, even the Seichel of the Chachma, the Amaroshu, also he binds that to Hashem Yisborach. V'zeh Inyan Masha Tzadikim, the Dabrin Amaroshim Shenim Hagunim. This is the reason why Tzadikim speak with even with people who are not fit, people who are low, even the Shoyim. Or Yafilu im Akum, or even speak to Goyim. Ach, but, a note, Kishem Adabin im Akum, when a Tzadik speaks to a Goy, and when a Tzadik mitzi had toiv mi menu, and the Tzadik takes out the good from the Goy, the Gitzutus that are good from the Goy, when this shall epis vodik, the Goy remains completely worthless and empty. Nothing remains of him. She said, Bechinas Masha, Horek Moshe sa Mitzri. Moshe Vene killed the Mitzri by taking out all the Chiyas, the good from him, and there remained nothing. The bad is nothing. It's worthless. Chikishad Tzadik Medabin Rishoyim. Now we go back to it. Tzadik speaks even with Rishoyim. Yad Tzadik Magbiya Sichwa Yomikashim Hashem Yisborach. And he Tzadik Emes raises his own Sichwa Yibazit Hashem. Oz Mala Mekashim Sichwa Mimokam Shem Hashem Yisborach. So he's Mala Mekashim their Sichwa from wherever they are to Hashem. Yad Tzadik Emes Medzamtzim Sichwa Yid. Tzadik Emes confines his own Sichwa. Sort of lowers it, the Medaber Imam, and he speaks with them, the Chachmah Neflo, with a marvelous Chachmah of wisdom, the Melacha Gedela, a very big work with difficulties, and a big accomplishment, difficult work, to go down to that level to speak to them, and he binds all his Diburim to Hashem, to the Chachmah Yilo, by Dezem, Evi Yom Lidei Tshuva. Through this, he brings his Rishoyim to Tshuva, because he binds them to the Chachmah Yilo to Hashem, so then he brings them to Tshuva. זה בחינס, והם תוקו, רגלך יישו מדברי סחדוש, רזלי מרדשן, סאלות מנחמם, שהולכם לקצם רגליהם מאיר לאיר. מנחמם הוא גאון, they struggled, and traveling and walking from city to city. ונעשם ונעשם בדברו של מוקן. ונעשם ונעשם, their businesses and speaking the words of Hashem. כי הצדיקים האמיתיים מדברים לפעמים עם רשויים, times they can speak with רשויים ומספרים עמוהם, מייסקי מלחמת וכייצר בזה מייסקי הלו. They discuss with them matters about the wars and different things, about politics and different things in the world. אך הוא מלביש פה זה האויד הגודל של התאירה. But in this talk, which seems to be completely שיחס חולני, he's actually מלביש in this, he cloaks in this, the great light of the תאירה קדשה. כי הוא מלביש אויד התאירה בלבושים שיינים זה מזה, because he's malbish the light of the Torah with different kinds of levushim, different kinds of cloaks, hiddenly, achem malbishay bedvorim halolo, until he's malbish the words of the Torah in these words that he says to the Rishonim. V'ho'id ha'Torah mislabish b'tziruf m'achedim. The light of the Torah is cloaked in different combinations. Ki im ho'yah ha'tzadik medabit tekef Torah b'fedish im ha'rosho, because the tzadik would speak immediately b'fedish Torah with the rosho, ho'yah yochol is baka yoseh. He might become even a still bigger b'kodesh. Ho'yah nasa rosho yoseh, he'd become a bigger rosho yet. Keep the Nikim Yelchabo, a place where he crushed the Lord, because the Torah is such that Tanikim can go in the Torah and elevate themselves, and the Shoyim who learn Torah, if I care, it does worse to them. Kizoch anath lay some chayim, lezoch anath lay some others. The person is Zakai, he's a chis, over him it's a medicine of life, the Torah. But lezoch, if he's a Roshach has a Shom, then it's a medicine of death. It's, the Torah itself can cause him death. So therefore the Tzadik Emes cannot speak directly, openly words of Torah immediately. If he would reveal the Torah just exactly as it is, he'd become still a worth of Bekaidahs. Because it would have become to him as some of us. Because he's very far from the Torah. He's b'chinas and eshoi mikoshlobon. And therefore tzichon lehalbish le'at Torah b'tziduf machayim. He's got to cloak the Torah in different combinations. Kumeshim b'tzidu b'talmai ha'melech, yivai b'talmelech shahayshiv, ayim b'ezah kainim, when he put 72 kainim in different rooms, and he told him to write the title of an osa shem yisbor ha'palev, kol ha'chav yechol, and Hashem gave him the heart of each one, lehalbish ha'tayda b'tzidu b'machayim, to cloak the title in different combinations, to use different words, v'kosu v'lekim b'ora b'leishis. They wrote many psukim in the title differently than it actually says. Of course, they were afraid that he might become a still bigger b'kaitis. Therefore, they had a right in the Kim Bona Bereshis, instead of Bereshis Bona Kim. He shouldn't say Chasashon that Bereshis is an Indian of a creator itself. Bereshis created Chasashon. Kamesha Pedish Nashay Kodeshon. Kim Hoyu Kaisim HaTayde, Kamesha Shehi, Hoyu Mespaka Yosef. They'd have written the Tayde the way the Tayde actually is. He would become a still bigger Epicurus, still bigger Kaifer. The Alkin are therefore Tzlicha, so they can retain Dabin, Ha'omain, Sikhaschu. Therefore, they have to speak with the people, the plain people, Sikhaschu, and plain talk. They have Malbishin, Bohem, Ataida, and the Sikhaschu, they have Malbish Ataida. They have Mikashim, my son, the Elohadibunim, the Mokim Shehem. They bind these people with these words from wherever the people are. Kihem, Einam, Nechaikim, the Elohadibunim, because the people are not far from these kind of words of Sikhaschu. They have to put them in the story, Shetarik, Midabimun. Sarik speaks with them. This they understand, this is their language. Why there is a Mikasha, his son of Mala is on Hashem's Baruch. This is Mikasha, he binds him, he brings up Hashem. The Bechina shall nice save and nice him at the Rosh Hashem. And you know, Maso Matan business, nice save and nice him. The Rosh and nice say, and nice him, the Hashem, but David and call Echo, but he may claim that he will not come. He speaks to each one in a place wherever he is, in whatever Madrega he is. Who nice say, I son have he burden. He elevates these words, he raises these words, but nice say, nice son of Hashem's Baruch. He gives them over to Hashem. Because he binds him to the Shadish, to the Arjun of the Chachmei Law. He binds the Chachmei Law to the Chachmei Law. In some way, as a result, we see Shad Tzadik claims Mikash Chachmei Law to the Chachmei Law. Tzadik Yemes binds the Chachmei Law to the Chachmei Law. Ubishvil Zen, therefore, Kishad Tzadik Niftam in Ha'ilum, Chasa Shalom, and Tzadik Yemes is Niftam, is in Stalei, Azai Yesh Tzad God Lashem is Borach, and there's Kaviyachol, a very big Tzad Hashem. Ki Hashem Yisborach einai reitzib misosan shal Rishoyim. Hashem doesn't want Rishoyim to die, ki yin betei vosan. She is called Hashem b'tshuva. He wants Rishoyim, for the good of Rishoyim, that she was able to do tshuva. Ki Hatzadik hoye mekashram, umala oisom Hashem Yisborach. Tzadik emes was mekashram, he brought up Hashem, hoye meshivam b'tshuva v'kanal. And through being mekashram, chachmat ha-tov, chachmat he brought him back to tshuva. Ki hoye mekashram, chachmat ha-tov, chachmat ha-tov, chachmat because he's Mikasha the Chachma Tatar, Chachma Sa'ilam, Chachma Ilah, through his methods of Chachma. The Mela means he brought him back to Tshuva. Therefore, the Sa'ad
Kaviyachot Hashem, because now the Tzadik is installing, there's no one to bring the Nishoyim back, to be Malada. Zeshem will be the Medrash of Brotha, Medrash of Soitek, you want to say the Kadmis, Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Nistalik, Tzavach Kodesh Baruch Hu Shabrichu. So Hashem cried out, Vai Miyokum Li Imereyim. Rabbeinu says, Li Daika, Bechinas Chochma Ilo, Vachochma Tato, Shein Bechinas Lamed Yud Bechinas Li. Li is the Lamed and the Yud. Lamed is Chochma Tato, and the Yud is Chochma Ilo. Aino meaning Miyokum V'yale V'yikashe Bechinas Li, who will be the one who will elevate Mimale and combine the Bechinas Li. Aino Chochma Tato Chochma Ilo. Since the Tzadik Emes was Mestalik, who can now bind these two? Immereyim Aino Shu Mala Chochma Tato Mikol Haroyim Shevoilom Mereyim Meiroyim from the evil. The evil ones from the Shoyim. He's Mala Chochma Tato from all the Roim Shevoilom V'yikashe L'Hashem Yizborach. In the Kashan to Hashem, and Mala Yisrael Chochma Ilo, and he brings up the Chochma Ilo, the Bechinas Li. Bechinas is Kashan's Chochma Tato Chochma Ilo. Can I call it new, the binding of the two Chochma Tato Chochma Ilo? Yimash Rabbeinu Lama Shalom Bevad Ha Yochol Zois, surely Yimash Rabbeinu was able to accomplish this, Li Oit. The Ha'alo is Bechinas Ad Chochma Tato, Mikol Horoyim, Uri Shon Shabbeinu Lekna, to bring up the Chochma Tato from all the evil, from all the Shon in the world. Okay, therefore the main thing is like kashin atzmoy the tzadikim amitim, that a person should be kashin himself tzadikim amitim. Ki atzadik magbiha and mikashin chachot atol chachot lo kanal. But tzadikim is magbiha, he raises his mikashin chachot atol chachot lo. Ki atzay mevkim as halavona nas a mili halavona. Then from the begam halavona, from the golos, ashkina nami comes mili halavona, that means that the ashkina comes back out of the golos. And there is again a yichvet shvilichvet shvintay. Zelki hinei hamlochim by adu avru yachdol. Kadmalochim is danu tarvayu b'di usachodo. When the malochim come together, kidein kulu morei de dino is kafion v'yis abru me'alma. And all the dinim become intact, they are bent down, they are nichna, they are done away with in the world. Mashkasu zoyer kadosh. Yazayhu b'chinas v'teda chachmas shloimoi. So the teda chachmas shloimoi chachmas was increased with hagumai v'yis rabia siharo. The Tachmash Lomim means the Lavona. The Lavona became the Mili Halavona. I know Shinu Smalei B'Yimus Halavona B'Kanal. That the B'Yimus Lavona became filled. The Azayinim Tochim Kol Hadinim and the Skapin Kol Havinus. And then the Dinim become Nintak and all the sins become forgiven. Kimu V'Zayin and all the Kamim and Kaimish. Iker Ham Tochas Hadinim Ikaporas Havinus. Ushleimus Kol Ha'oiris Umilu B'Yimus Halavona V'Tikin Kol Ha'ilomois. That the main of Tochas Hadinim and forgiveness for sins. And to be make the mashdan all the idis, and to malad the gimmas of avona, to be sacking all the elamays, had koil who are yadesh, and his chaber elam atachtam yelam ha'ayin. This is all done through combining the elam atachtam and the elam ha'ayin, shein bechina chachmat atov chachma ilo kanal. Koze ayadei atzadik, shein mekashe chachmat atov chachma ilo. This is all done through the tzadik and mekashe, these two chachmas. Ayinay sichosoy, there was sicho, there was speaking, shamalbish, oid had taida, but sipure dwadim canal. Because he's malbish, he cloaks the light of the taida in the sipure dwadim. He's malbish the chachma, lo in the chachma tator, and that way he's mal in the chachma tator, la mal. Zehu, vaidabe likim es. Vaidabe loshin zivig vi is kashus. Vaidabe means loshin of zivig and his kashus combining together. Kamayra uhum da beresim echod, the beres there means in the yin of zivig. But Akim es ze bechinas chochma tato v'chochma ilo, because of Akim bechinas chochma tato kaveda. Akim ze bechinas din chochma tato. Es ze bechinas chochma ilo, bechinas es ha-shamayim. Es ze bechinas av chochma ilo. Akim es means both together. And lezaveg, vaydabe means to be lezaveg. Lekashe to bind chochma tato v'chochma ilo. Ze naase, how is this done? Ayyidei bechinas ha-dvorem ha-eile le-moed. I know, they had tzadik shem malbish ha-dvorim ha-eile, and a dibure, ya taida hu malbish b'sipur ha-dvorim, his malbish the words, a taida in sipur ha-dvorim, v'zehu leimer loshen ha-bosha, leimer zan yad malbush, k'mashikosa betza m'rasoi, sh'perush ha-lavush, then yin av lavush, cloak, by they shah tzadik malbish oid ha-taida b'sipur ha-dvorim, through the fact that tzadik is malbish, the light of the taida sipur ha-dvorim, Ayinezeh mekashe chochma tato el chochma ilo v'kanal. For this he binds the chochma tato with the chochma ilo. And for this he's male the idis. He's a male the idis. He's male the gamma lavona. He's mekashe the yichkutsh b'nicho v'shchintei. He's zechah to bring the gula to the world. Therefore, ashrei to the person who is zechah to become this kashe v'emes, tzadik amitim, because then he's zechah to chew a shleimah, And all the dinim are nimtak and completely bottled, is ever to bring the Geula. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'yomen. Baruch Hashem.
Kutei Manan Tanino, Teda Tzadik Beis. Ben Adel says, Tikkun l'mikne laila chas v'sholom, a tikkun for mikne laila chas v'sholom, for the Tumas laila. Leimad asore kapitel tilim, to say the 10 kapitel tilim, a tikkun akloli. Kimavaya b'seifah harishim b'simad deish hei. As has been explained, in the first Chelukot Manan, b'simad deish hei, ayin shom heinyan. Look into that Teda carefully for the details about this inyan. Ki asore kapitel tehillim heim keneged asore mine negina shenema behem sefer tehillim. These 10 kapitel tehillim that were chosen correspond to the 10 kinds of negina, negin, with which the sefer tehillim was composed. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Zedek Kodesh says, these 10 kinds of negina are called Shehem, Berocha, Ashrei, Maskil, Shir, Nitzuach, Negin, Tefillah, Haidu, Mizmer, and Haluka. These are the 10 kinds of Negina. Ki asara mine Negina hanal, these 10 kinds of Negina, yesh lahem koyach levatel koyach haklipa v'yapgam hanal. These 10 kinds of Negina have the koyach, the power, to make bottle, to make void, the koyach of the klipa and the pigam that comes from this mikre. Ki heim hepech haklipa v'yapgam hanal. Because they are exactly the opposite of this klipa, this tumor, this begun. As has been explained in the first Chelukot HaMadon, the Siman Reish Hei. The Da'at Rabbeinu Hillel says you should know, Ki zeh ho'inyan shel ha'asora mine negina hanal, this inyan of the 10 kinds of negina, she'im keneget begam hanal, which are against, which oppose, or the opposite of this begam, which are a tikkun for this begam, u'menumas v'psukim elo. They are mentioned by them as they are hinted at in these 10 psukim. First one of the Asoy Min Negina Bracha is found in the Pasuk Avorech Es Hashem Asher Ye'otzoni Af Leila Es Yisrini Chul Yisoy. Avorech Es Hashem is an Inyan of Bracha, and that's against Af Leila. It's a tikkun for the Laila, for the Tumas Laila, the Mikra Laila. So we see where the Bracha opposes is Kenega, the Klipa that's called Laila. Klipa is called with this name Lamed Yud Sof, that's the Klipa, this Tumah. It's the inyan of Laila, and Bracha is a tikkun for it. The second minyan negina, Ashrei, we find in the pasuk Ashrei nesui peshek esui chator. Ashrei is that person whose sin is covered, speaking about the sin of the Tumas Laila. Maskil, we find in the pasuk in Hashem, Isha Maskelis. Pasuk in Mishlei, Isha Maskelis is the opposite of Isha Mishakela. Mishakela means a woman who buries her children, Chas v'Shalom. Zera Lavatola to be Mashal. Zera Lavatola means to bury Zera, to destroy Zera. So we see that Maskil is the opposite of Meshakela, a tikkun for this inyan of Zera Lavatola. The third, Shir, the pasuk by Laila, Shira Imi. By Laila, against Tumas Laila, I have this Shir. The fourth, Nitzuach, on Ratzayach, Al Tashches. Ratzayach, Al, against the Tashches, against Tashches of Zera Chazashon. The fifth, Nigin, Ezkiro Niginosi by Laila. Again, the Ginosi Nigin Balaila, it's against the Tumas Laila. The sixth, Tefillah, Ayochel Tofel Mibli Melach. Tofel means, flame shot means for meat which is not salted be eaten. Tofel Mibli Melach. But Tofel is an Inyan of Tefillah. The word Tefillah is found in Tofel. Mibli Melach, it's against the lack of Melach. Melach is known as Bris Melach Olam. It's against the Tikkun HaBris. The Chilul HaBris. This Tefillah is Kenega the Chilul HaBris. It corrects the lack of Melach. It corrects where there is a Tikkun, where the Tikkun is lacking in Bris Melach. And Tefillah makes this Tikkun. The next is Haidu. Pasuk says, Pentitim Le'achedim Haidecha. You should not give to Achedim Haidecha, the Haid. Haid is in your Tikkun HaBris. Hagoyer Chabucha Al Yorech. Haidcha V'Haberecha. Al Yorech means in your Bris. Bris Kodesh. Hoidcha, the Zinyan of Hoid, and Titim Achayim, you should not give it to Achayim, to the Klippus. So this Hoid, this Hoid, there was a Tikkun against the Pigamonis in Bris. Mizmai, the Pasuk says, Hanaisin, Zemidais, Balaila. Again, we find Zemidais, Mizmai, Balaila, which is a Tikkun for Laila. The tenth, Halaluka, is, the Pasuk says, Isha Yiras Hashem, Hitis Halal. Isha Yiras Hashem, again, is the opposite of the Isha Ro, Mami Movis, the Zinyan of the
The Klipa, which is called Laila, Lamed Yud Lamed Yisaf, she says, Hashem, eat this halal. The halalukah is against the opposite of the word Yilola.
Right.
That's the, you know, that Klipa is the Indian of Atzvus and Yilola. There's a ticking against that. Yehovein Heit David and Mozum Eilu. And it all says, understand very carefully, these are the Muslim of these psukim, because you'll find that these psukim are mentioned, they show, they explain how the tikkun is given from these ten kapitlach against the pigam, and how the pigam and the bris is masukon through this. And it all says, Vadan, you should know, ki elu heim ha'asora kapitl shetzrichim li'enron bi'oisai hayayim, she'ida lai mikra bilti toach ha'sashon. These are the ten kapitlach a person is supposed to say on the day in which this mikra ha'sashon happens to him. Kapitel Tes Zayin Michtam Adavid, he gives a Michtam Ni Kesem, against Kesem. Michtam Adavid, Kapitel Lamed Beis Adavid Maskil, Kapitel Mem Aleph Ashrei Maskil Eldol, Kapitel Mem Beis Ki Ayol Taarig, Kapitel Nun Tes Lamnatzeach Al Tashcheis, Kapitel Ayin Zayin Lamnatzeach Al Yedusun, Kapitel Tzadik Tfil Al Amesha, Kapitel Kuf Hei Hedul Hashem Kiru Lishmai, Kapitel Kuf Lamed Zayin Al Nares Bovel, Kapitel Kuf Nun Halalu Keel Bekotchei. These ten kapitl tilim are a very, very great tikkun for this inyan. One who was zecher to say these ten kapitl on that day, no longer has to fear at all from this meidik of pigam of this mikra chasashon. Because certainly this Gam, the mikra has certainly been nistakin, it's been perfected through these ten kapitl tilim. Well, the schus tikkun chait zeh, Yovim Mashiach said kenu, and the schus of the tikkun of this chait is what holds back the geula, the schus of the tikkun of this chait, through the tikkun akoli, Mashiach said kenu will come, the kabbis and the futzisenu, to gather up all the Jews who are scattered. Mashiach Kozal, the apostle says, Bainai Yerushalayim Hashem, Hashem will rebuild Yerushalayim, Didcha Yisrael Yechanes, he will gather together all the Jews who are in different parts of Golas. B'mheda b'yameinu amein. Chazak. Nishlam Sefer Likutei Maran Tanina. Sefer Likutei Maran Tanina is completed. Tehila l'keil elyon asher shemayim v'oretz kona. Baruch Hashem. Abnosazal says, Eile meisif al harishonim. These Titus now are in addition to the first Titus. But I gathered from the Sichus Hakdashim of the Benazar. These are added to the Likutei Maran Tanina. Likutei Maran Tanina, Torah Tzadik Gimel. And Nosanzal says, Shemati Bishmai Sheomar, I heard the name of the Benazar that he said, Inyan HaMachlekes Shohiyo Chilukim Alav. In reference to Machlekes that they argued against the Benazar, Machlekes they had against the Benazar. Reference that the Benazal said, Kiyomer Azal, the Gemara says, Kilum Zulus of May Adam. Pasuk says, Kilum, that which is very high, Zulus of May Adam, is considered low by people. The Gemara Dash is able to devote him, Shahindim, Benumay Shal Eilam. These are things which stand on top of the world, the highest Madadeg in existence, Ubne Adam Zalzlam Bahem. And people degrade it, they consider it very small. Umayneihu Tfilah. Dash Akkadi says, what is that? Tfilah. Tefillah is a thing which is Bnumei Shel Olam, and people step on it, Chas V'Shalom. Al Kein, therefore, Machma Shekol Asokai Tefillah, since the whole Esek of Rabbeinu Zal was Tefillah, Ki B'inyan Tefillah Hoyem Marbe L'Daber Manoshah, because in the Inyan of Tefillah Rabbeinu Zal spoke very much with his Talmidim, V'his Hidam Mi'oid, and he warned them very much, V'yaharbais B'Tefillah, V'his Beidetiz V'sich B'Nelam and Kainai, to say a lot of Tefillah, his Beidetiz, talk to Hashem, as explained in all the Sifrei Kodesh of Benazel, he spoke personally, privately, and he strengthened us with an unlimited amount of ischaskus, to do a lot in the inyan of tefillah and ischaskus. So since the main inyan of Benazel was tefillah, all came therefore. Therefore, people are mezalzel in the Bein Azal. They do not consider him great, and they mevazeh him nechelik against the Bein Azal. He call us sokai hu tefila, because the Bein Azal's main esik is tefila. Shehin dvorim ha'indim numi shalom, which is top most important inyan in the world. But they odom mezalzel by him, and people are mezalzel. They consider it very low. So just as the Gemara says about tefila, It's the highest thing in the world, and people are mezalzel in it. Since the Ben Azal himself is the Inyan of Tefillah, possibly by Nis Tefillah, therefore we understand why people are chodek against the Ben Azal. Just as the Gemara says that the thing which is the highest, you have the biggest machlekes. The Havein, the Nos Azal says, understands from here something very deep. The fact that this machlekes itself against the Ben Azal should teach us all the more about the greatness of the Ben Azal. This is the best proof we could have. The fact that so much machlekes, that the mezalzel and the covenant of Ben Azal, that's the best proof we have that the Ben Azal is Berumah Shalom, the very top of the world, the top of existence in Kedusha, Baruch Hashem.